before. You know, some fans come out and they're like,
okay, well, I got Enrique Iglesias yesterday. I got called Enrique Iglesias.
By a fan?
By a fan. let's see, who else have I been called? A guy came up to me with two pictures of a quarterback from Montana State, who is Travis Lule, and asked me to sign him. I was like, do I look like Travis Lule? He's got red hair, white guy, not really resemblance. So, those two. Let's see, who else have I gotten? You know, I've got that different complexion on this team, you know? There's kind of not a lot of Palestinian, Pakistani guys on this team, so. But those are the two that I've gotten so far.
But that can make it more comical, too. I mean, when someone comes up to you and says, hey, Matt, great season, or, you know, or whatever.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah, for sure. And the big thing is really, and it's not their fault, because in America, G's aren't soft, but nobody's really pronounced my name right yet. Everybody's been calling me Gibran. All the fans.
Ah,
and it's okay, because, you know, it's like, it's too much to correct them, and they're not necessarily wrong, but it's really Gibran. It's a soft G.
We can work on that.
Maybe like a little, you know, whatever those things are called that you put after the names, like to tell you how to pronounce it, like J instead of G is how it sounds.
Right. But you learn to take these things in stride, right? I mean,
And you definitely have your, you have like a go-to thing, and the big thing for me is to let the kids know, first of all, how appreciative I am of them coming out, and then number two, how appreciative they should be to whoever brought them out here. So what I like to do is ask them if they've thanked their parents or whoever brought them for bringing them out, because I remember, you know, parents are taking time out of their day to take their kids to come see us practice, and it's important that the kids, you know, thank them for that.
Now, sometimes there's it's a 45-year-old guy coming up, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking, okay, or is this going on eBay at 5 o'clock today?
Well, see, the difference between me and a guy like Matt or Sean is that he can think that it's going on eBay to actually making money. For me, if the guy puts it on eBay, he's going to pay more for shipping than he's going to get for actually the autograph. So I don't worry about that. Anybody wants it, I don't discriminate. Whoever wants the autograph, just take it. You know, that's what my friends have always said. They're like, dude, thanks for the autograph, but honestly, I tried putting it on eBay, and it cost me more to ship it out than what guys are willing to pay for it. So we're working on that. We're working on making it, you know, a worthwhile transaction.
You got to throw in a pronunciation guide with it.
Yes, exactly, and the pronunciation guide.
Perfect.